This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Commanders have the third most expensive offense in the NFL. What should our expectations be? We'll get to that in about 25 minutes here on Grant and Danny. Welcome back. No GP right now this minute. We had a gremlin in the Comrex machine. It's just me holding it down in the studio. Without further ado, let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. He hosts the Always College Football podcast. A longtime college football expert, our guy Greg McElroy, joins us here this afternoon. Greg, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate you joining us.
No, appreciate y'all having me. Hope y'all doing well.
Absolutely, man. It is a pleasure. So I don't have a better way to start it off than this. What the hell is going on?
We are existing in the New World Order, man, where geographical borders are being shredded, where historical significance and rivalries are being completely destroyed in an effort to create bigger brands, bigger matchups on a week-in, week-out basis. And we've kind of seen it going in this direction. I don't think any of us could have really anticipated it happening this quickly. But with what's actually gone down, I don't think any of us are really all that surprised. There's still going to be a few more things that will go down in the next few years, and then probably 10 years from now, we'll have another round of realignment, and then eventually the Power Five and the biggest brands in the Power Five will separate, essentially creating an NFL-lite type of model where it'll be compelling matchups every single weekend of the season. So I think that we're definitely seeing the new normal, and we are it's getting a crash course with what's gone on the last couple of weeks.
That's well put. And Greg, you were such a standout player in your time at Alabama. And I know I sound like an old cranky person shaking his fist at the ocean, but I'll allow the fist shaking to commence here. When you're in Alabama, there are certain games that mean more. That's fun for me as just a pudgy idiot on my couch, right? Like that, it's fun when you guys play Auburn. It's fun when Georgia thinks they can get you or LSU is good that year. Those games matter. And I feel like what's happening now is taking away from that to a degree. Is that a fair assessment?
Completely. But I also think, too, while, yes, you are in this industry, you're going to watch sports. Like, I'm the same way. I'm a hardcore. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to watch everything. I don't care if Arizona's playing Houston and it's, you know, August 27th and their game means nothing. Like, I just don't care. I'm going to watch it all. Like, I'm the one staying up until midnight, like watching Buffalo put finishing touches on Northern Illinois on a Tuesday. Like, I'm a crazy person. But for Joe fan that doesn't have a rooting interest in college football, that maybe didn't go to college, you know what game he's going to watch? Notre Dame, Texas, yep, which was one of the highest rated ball games we've had in recent history in the regular season on ABC. That was 7 years ago on a Sunday night. You know what other games he's going to watch? Texas and LSU. Games that are unique, games that are massive brands. That was Joe Burrow's coming out party in week two of the 2019 season. They, of course, went on to win the national championship, Burrow the Heisman, et cetera. So, like, those are the games that are moving the needle nationally, and I think that is what we're going to be driven towards. No longer will we have, yes, will games like Oregon and Oregon State still matter? Yes, but it's a regional game. Will games like Oklahoma and Oklahoma State still matter? Yeah, in some years it's national, but some years it's regional. Will Arizona State, the territory, does that game still matter? Yes, but only to people in Arizona. The games that really move the needle nationally and the games that are really valuable for networks and for television and for ESPN and for ABC and for Fox and for NBC and CBS, it's the Michigans, Alabamas. It's the Ohio States, Oregons. It's games like that that have a marquee draw that bring in multiple regions of the country. I think that's why we're seeing programs leave their own footprint, in search of greener, pun intended, pastures.
Greg McElroy with us. See why we love him. First guest right out of the chute on Always College Football, Texas coach Steve Sarkisian. That is a very cool thing. Good way to debut. I want to ask you about that in a couple minutes here, Greg. But, again, another philosophical question. Is this good?
I don't know if it's good. I think it's uncomfortable. If I'm going to describe
it
with one
word. Yes.
You know, like, it's uncomfortable. You know what was also uncomfortable for me? The first time I went off the diving board. You know, what was also uncomfortable for me? Like, the first time I swam in the lake without a life jacket. Like, those things were uncomfortable for me, but in time, I became more comfortable doing them, and they became really fun. You know, the first time I dropped the rope behind a boat, sorry I'm making all these lake references, like, I'm coming off 4th of July
weekend. Are you at a lake right now?
No, but I'm coming off of having spent a lot of time on and near the water in the last few days, so the references kind of came to me throughout the course of this past week. But honestly, like, there are a lot of things that are very, very uncomfortable for all of us. You know, I remember taking tests. They were uncomfortable. Like, I remember just a lot of things were uncomfortable. But in time, I got a lot more comfortable doing them. And I think that's kind of where we're at right now. Not all change is going to be good. Not all change is going to be universally welcomed. We will turn off a portion of our fan base. But we're not going to turn them off because of realignment. I think what's turning people off with college football is a discussion on NIL and turning your back on the actual games itself. Like, when y'all are talking about the Commanders, you're talking about Carson Wentz, you're talking about Terry McLaurin, you're talking about things to be excited about, as opposed to, you know, what everything that's wrong with college football, which is a lot of what we do, unfortunately. There's a lot of great things that aren't being talked about. We're just talking about how, you know, everything is just terrible and everything's changed and it's never going to be the same. And we hate the sport. We don't recognize the sport, et cetera. So not trying to be like someone that's in propaganda. I'm not. I just think that there's a lot of things that we have kind of turned our attention away from that still are universally fun and accepted and enjoyable about the sport. And that's not really how it's being covered right now.
No, you're right. It's a sharp point, and that's what we needed, that perspective. So, Greg, for you as, again, a guy that was at the highest levels of college football, I was not at the highest levels of anything, but I played college baseball. And one of the cool things that I've seen over the last couple of decades since I've been out of school is kind of it's now you got, like, Pitching Ninja on Twitter tracking, like, what some midweek starter's doing at George Mason. Or, right, you know, some kid at Vanderbilt that threw 96 and then has a wipeout slider. And there's more coverage. You get regionals. You get conference games on TV. And it's been great. It's not what I played in, but it's better now. I guess I wonder, for someone that had so much skin in the game, for what you did, just looking back on it, you know, I guess I'm just rambling a lot myself. Maybe I could use a lake analogy to kind of help you to land this plane here. But would you rather do it now or do it then, the way that it was for you? Does that make sense, what I'm asking?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, was it better? Was it a better experience for the players, like, back in my day?
Right. It's going to be better now because you're a millionaire if you're a quarterback at Alabama. I guess what I mean is, it's like, it was so cool for me, just as a tourist, as a casual fan. We didn't have college football where I went to school. And you guys obviously did. And it was so wonderful and so awesome. And, like, you just can't beat that pageantry and the rivalries and everything else. But now, obviously, it's different. It's a business. You're going to make money, so you prefer to make money probably. But I guess what's better for us maybe as consumers?
You know, I think the purity of the sport is something that we'll miss. I think that there was something that was really unique about, like, you referenced the fact that you didn't have college football at your school. And I think that you'd be, you know, more in line with the casual fan. But a reason why a lot of people have supported these teams for a long time is because the kids on the field, there was a certain level of relatability. And now that relatability is kind of gone. Like, I don't look at Tom Brady and think, man, I'm a lot like him. I think I'm going to watch him on Saturday. Like, I don't have that relatability with Tom Brady. But when he was at Michigan, I would say to myself, man, he's probably taking that same GBA 490 course that I struggled through. Or, you know, he's walking the halls, or he's living in Bryant Hall the way I lived in Bryant Hall. And I think there was a certain connection between the players on the field and the fans in the stands. Even though the fans in the stands didn't play, there was a connection that they could all kind of agree upon. That's kind of gone by the wayside. But what hasn't gone by the wayside is the experience that you get when you're on campus and there's a big game getting ready to come up. the intensity that you feel in the pregame, standing on the field, knowing there's something on the line for these players, because there's a finite number of games that you get in your entire career. There's an expiration date on your career, so you got to make every single game count. And then oftentimes, you have to be perfect in some cases to win a national championship, and that's what everyone's goal is. So there is no margin for error. Now, the playoff era has changed that a little bit, but it hasn't changed it to the point where, you know, we are now crowning three-loss champions. So I think that there's still a lot to like. It's just going to be a little different for some. Some of the reasons why you loved it before have probably gone away, but some of the reasons why you loved it before will still exist, because there might be better matchups, more unique matchups involving bigger brands that we'll be able to celebrate in the years to come.
Greg McElroy with us here on Grant and Danny. So, Greg, to your point there, I'm old enough to remember. I'm much older than you. I remember when it was the writers would just kind of get together and they would go, these two teams. And it was just the worst, right? It was like, it was so capricious.
Terrible.
And it was
like the worst.
Co-national, like Georgia Tech and UW, I think, were co-national champs one year, if memory serves. It just was nonsense. So then the BCS was created. We're like, yeah, that's great. And then it was just the Big Five schools and, like, you know, the Boise States and the UCFs and those kind of schools would get shut out. And now we're like, yeah, the playoffs. And it's still, you know, it's Alabama, it's Georgia, it's Clemson and Ohio State and maybe, like, Oklahoma sometimes. So I guess the reason I keep where I'm going here with this is the NCAA basketball tournament's so wonderful because you get those VCUs. You get George Mason going to the Final Four. You get Butler, you know, a school that has nobody you've ever heard of all of a sudden competing for a national championship. Football hasn't had that kind of same ingredient. There's not much room for the Cinderella. There's not much room for the middle guy. There's not much room for the guy that's okay, that's kind of the upstart. The Cincinnatis of the world don't really seem to have the seat at the table as often. I see this trend we're going in maybe exacerbating that, and I think that's to the detriment of the college game. Would love your thoughts.
And that's fair. I think a lot of people point to the Cinderellas in college basketball, but if you really look back over the course of time, there haven't really been any Cinderellas that have ever won it.
Totally. Totally true. Yep.
You know,
totally.
Hey, they're a great story. Weekend one, St. Pete made it all the way to Sunday at weekend two, right? I mean, there was a lot of really, really fun things about, oh, well, hey, an expanded field and all this stuff about March Madness and the Cinderella stories. But the difference between March Madness and college football is that there's 12 scholarship guys. And with the one and done, you're having a lot of turnover rosters on a fairly regular basis. And the Kentuckys of the world might have more talent than everybody, but you know, the teams that have played together for 4 years, the Creightons and the other mid-majors, if you will, even though I don't think the Big East is a mid-major, obviously, but you know what I'm saying. Like, there are plenty of veteran teams. Wichita State comes to mind. You mentioned Butler. They come to mind. Like, veteran teams that have played together for years that now all of a sudden they find their footing and they have a bunch of veterans that have seen it before and that have been through the grinder that are beating the likes of, you know, a Kentucky that's a one seed with four NBA players. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different because in college football, ultimately the cream's going to rise to the top. And I've always said that college football is a little bit like MLB. Like, if you build it, they will come. And there's a reason why the Dodgers and the Yankees and these teams with massive payrolls are always at or near the top. Doesn't mean they always win. I mean, look at the Twins this year. Like, who thought the Twins would be any good? They're one of the worst, you know, organizations in the world, and yet here they are competing. The Tampa Bay Rays do things a little differently. They don't have a massive payroll, but they've been pretty dang relevant for the last 30 years. So the teams that invest in their programs are usually the teams that are at the top, the Ohio States, the Bamas, the Clemsons, those that have basically endless budgets for facilities and everything like that. Now in the NIL, people think they're going to kind of pull away, but you can't buy championships. I mean, it just doesn't happen that way. If you could, then the Dodgers win the championship every year, but they don't. So I think that there's still reason to believe that there could be more parity. It's really more about coaching than it is about anything else. And with the transfer portal, you can turn your team over annually and kind of get a fresh start. So, and fill gaps and fill holes and things like that. So I don't think we're in a bad spot. I just think that we're in a little bit of a soul searching mode when it comes to college football, because what made it great for a very long time is not there for everybody anymore.
That's a sharp point. And Greg, a couple of quick notes here. I want to ask you about your new podcast venture. One of my best buddies lives in Birmingham, and he raves about you all the time. And I'm like, I get it. Enough. Greg is awesome. Could you? I do a show too. You know, like maybe you could podcast mine.
I appreciate it. The Magic City. The Magic City is an underrated gem. In the golf world, in the lake world, in the lifestyle world,
like
Birmingham is awesome. So I'm glad that your buddy's down here and enjoys it like I do.
Oh, I ate so much barbecue for like $11. And I was like, this place rules as far as I'm concerned. Tell me about the Omaha Network and tell me about Always College Football.
Well, Omaha Productions, obviously Peyton Manning has started this production company, and they just launched this audio wing where they wanted to do some podcasts and kind of get down this angle. They've been doing stuff on ESPN Plus for a long time. And of course, Peyton's Monday Night Telecast has been amazing. I've known the Manning family since I was in college, and they've been so incredibly good to me, Peyton and Archie and Eli and Cooper. Don't forget about Cooper. He's the real personality of the bunch, that's for sure. They've been so good to me, and they kind of presented this opportunity and talked to folks with them about launching an everyday college football podcast. And I feel like the college football fan's kind of underserved. You know, that you can't go on radio in a lot of our big markets and get college football content very often. Yeah, when there's big stories and during the season, sure, you might get some, but it's always going to take a backseat to the NFL or the pro sports and things like that. So we're trying to be a college football show for the fan. I mean, we are diehards, and we want to serve the diehards, and we're also going to cover some of the biggest matchups, talk to some of the biggest names. So we're really excited about this opportunity. We're thankful to ESPN, to Omaha for kind of giving us this platform, and you know, we're going to run with it and try to make it awesome.
Oh, it's a great deal, man. Congrats on it. Thanks so much for the time today, buddy. It's really informative. Great conversation.
Absolutely, brother. You have a great rest of the week.
You do the same. There he goes. That is Greg McElroy at Always CFB on Twitter. You can follow him at Greg McElroy, McElroy. He's a stud, just a total star. Great perspective, and that's kind of why we wanted to do that, right? Wanted to have that conversation. I want to kick a little of that around. I still want to do this top three offense thing. We could juggle a couple of balls here. We can do that. We're jugglers. So I want to talk Commanders' top three offensive payroll in the NFL, which, by the way, I encourage. I think that is good. I want that. That's where the league is. Please and thank you. High five to everybody that constructed that. But the second part, I just want to digest a little bit of what Greg was talking about when it comes to college football and this realignment type stuff. You could probably hear my bias in some of the questions, but he had some great responses to that. I want to digest that. We'll do that here in 5 minutes on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.